Despite these new legal questions, treatments for infertility have come a long way in recent years, but the same cannot be said for women who have miscarriages. Slate editor Emily Bazelon experienced a miscarriage herself 3 years ago and started looking both for explanations and for treatments. She found little of either, but she writes in a new Slate article that's starting to change a little. Emily Bazelon joins us now. And Emily, one issue you discuss is this view that miscarriages are simply nature's way of avoiding an unhealthy pregnancy. Is that view holding up under new research?
Yes, it is, Madeline. Pre-birth miscarriage serves the Darwinian purpose of weeding the fit from the unfit. As many as half of conceptions and 15% of clinically recognized pregnancies fail. And between 50% and 70% of the time, the loss is a chromosomally abnormal fetus.
So why would anyone want to monkey around with that and improve the rate of these pregnancies?
Well, that's a really good question. The monkeying around, one would hope, would be to help women keep pregnancies that are chromosomally normal. And there are some women whose bodies, for different reasons, reject chromosomally normal pregnancies. A lot about the science of miscarriage is still unknown, so we don't have explanations for all of those cases, but there are some treatments that can help.
And you write about some of these new treatments, new research. What's in them, and why is there all this new interest all of a sudden?
Well, one treatment that does seem promising is a treatment for women with a condition called antiphospholipid syndrome. And these women can increase their chances of carrying a baby to term by taking daily doses of aspirin and daily injections of the complex sugar heparin. The why all the new interest question, it doesn't have a sort of straightforward answer. There is a new book by a writer named John Cohen called Coming to Term, which collects some of the new research and talks about it. And perhaps there was just a sense that there really was a gap in reading for people like me who'd experienced this condition but don't have any kind of real scientific background and wanted to know more about it.
And are any of these new treatments promising in that they reduce the amount of miscarriages for women who have chromosomally healthy pregnancies?
Well, what some of the new treatments are able to do is help women who have a history of repeated miscarriage. In other words, usually women who've had three or more miscarriages. Those are the women who typically qualify to go to a specialized clinic. And one of the really interesting findings is that the most promising kind of treatment is not a medical intervention. It's really clinics that treat patients with a lot of patience, the other kind of patience, and with compassion. 86% of women in a study in Norway who received weekly medical exams and psychological support were able to carry to term after experiencing several miscarriages. And that 86% figure compares to 33% for the women who did not receive the same kind of attention.
Well, that's striking. That seems to indicate that there's a strong psychological component to miscarriages.
Yes, that's certainly true. And it's important to note that most women will carry to term on their own successfully, even if they have a history of miscarriages. The success rate for women with three or more miscarriages with no sort of intervention is between 60 and 70%. So any kind of medical intervention, drugs, for example, needs to really show a significant success rate in order to be recommended.
That's Slate writer Emily Bazelon. You'll find her article on the science of miscarriages at slate.com. And thanks, Emily.
Thank you.